person goes to the store, he wants to buy a suit, he wants to buy something which has the potential of having shatnez in it. So what is the halacha? Is he allowed to put it on, to try it on, knowing that there's a chashash or shatnez involved in the garment? So is it permitted to try it on? So the case where it's a suffix whether there's shatnez in it, it's not for sure that there's shatnez in it, the person is allowed to try it on, since his intent is not really to wear it, he's not trying to get the benefit of the warmth of the garment, he's allowed to wear it there, charoi, when it's a suffix shatnez. However, if he knows that it's a badai shatnez, he wants to buy it anyway, he'll take it to the tailor afterwards and take it out. It's a great suit, he wants to buy it, but he knows it's a shatnez. He's not allowed to wear it, he's not allowed to try it on. Until he removes the shatnez. So in a case where you know by the shatnez, you know for sure the shatnez, and you may not try the suit on, even just derech haroi, until you remove the shatnez, then you're allowed to try it on. Just as an aside, this came up, I think, a few years ago, we had this issue. So some tuxedos have shatnez in them. So a guy wanted to get for a firm costume, he wanted to get a tuxedo, and he'll have to take it out. But he can't try it on until he has the shatnez removed. So that would be an issue over there. That's a person is walking the streets and he realizes that he put on the wrong suit. This is the suit that the checker told him that there's a shatnez problem. He realizes he has shatnez on. He's wearing shatnez. What is he supposed to do? He's in the middle of the street. What's he supposed to do? So the case where the shatnez deraisos, with the difference of what's deraisos, what's the button, it's hard to get involved in all the details. Of the case where it's definitely shatnez deraisos, you have wool and you have semer. They went through the process processed properly. A person is mechuyev to remove the garment immediately, even under all circumstances. If it's not shatnez deraisa, a person can wait to get to a place where it's tenua, etc. That's a very common case that a person should put it on by mistake. Let's say I'm a checker. I have this good eye recognizing shatnez, and I'm walking down the street and I see a guy in shul, and the guy has shatnez on it. What am I mechuyev to do? What am I mechuyev to tell him? What am I mechuyev to do? So the case a person doesn't know, you're not mechuyev to tell him until you get him to a private place. He said, you want to come over here to the side over here? Let me take you home. Let's go for a walk. You get to his house. He told him, by the way, you know, the house is through the shatnez. You better change it right away. You're not mechuyev to nearest him in the sanctuary. The person, however, refuses. He says, he refuses to. That's the case of the more talks about over there. Have this process. That's what the more is the one on the right. Pull the garments off forcefully from the person. In the case where he refuses to remove it, you permit to get the shatnez off of him. But obviously, it's not the case of most people. You speak to them, they'll agree to it. Beyond the chivah, tell it to them in a way which is going to embarrass them. You can first get them into a private place and then inform them. As in tomorrow, I want to start the halachas. We'll go through some points of ribbis, which are negated to the world of the bachurim still. You think ribbis is a halacha out there for people who are in business. There are cases of ribbis which are negated to the world of bachurim. I want to talk about that. And that should take us till the end of next week, as it should.